After weeks of denial, Peloton has issued a recall. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 5th day of May, this Cinco de Mayo edition, and thanks so much for being with us. General Motors has some big plans for this decade. Are the Biden proposals good for business? We'll ask Sun Power. As you've heard, there are some issues surrounding Facebook and former President Donald Trump. JCPenney has cut more employees and is back in the news. Speaking of jobs, the jobs report is out on Friday, and if we were a betting group, we would... never mind. Actress Jessica Alba takes Honest public. We've got the Wall Street Report and some troubling news about the U.S. birth rate. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. As you know, yesterday was May the 4th be with you. Today, it is Happy Cinco de Mayo. And by the way, that is not the Mexican Independence Day. Look it up. You'll find that it has to do with a battle against the French. So there. See what you learn here? Let's go. For, you know, several weeks, Peloton has said their treadmills were safe. Even after 70 injuries and a child's death, the company fought against issuing a recall. Well, all of that changed today. Bloomberg is reporting that the recalls involve two Peloton treadmill models, Tread and Tread Plus. Consumers who have purchased either treadmill should immediately stop using it and contact Peloton for a full refund, according to a statement from the company. The Tread Plus machine, which costs more than $4,200, had been involved in a series of accidents, prompting a warning from U.S. regulators last month and an investigation by the Safety Commission. Initially, Peloton called the commission's warning misleading and inaccurate. The company said then that there was no reason to stop using the Tread Plus as long as all warnings and safety instructions were followed. And then came this. And by the way, following the news, Peloton stock was down by over 14%. Today, during a first quarter earnings call, GM CEO Mary Barra said, "Later in the decade, I believe there's a lot still to unfold, but I believe we'll have personal autonomous vehicles," end quote. CNBC is reporting that while autonomous vehicles for deliveries and ride-hailing services are currently undergoing rigorous testing, manufacturing them for retail customers has not been a priority for automakers. Why? Because the technology needed for the systems is prohibitively expensive. Barra did not specifically say that GM would sell such vehicles directly to consumers. It could lease them or offer customers a subscription service like it did previously for Cadillac vehicles. Barra's comments come after GM showcased a personal autonomous vehicle concept car for its Cadillac brand back in January. The vehicle was based on the Origin, an autonomous shuttle from its majority-owned subsidiary, Cruise. Stay tuned, right? Banking on a round of climate change legislation from the Biden administration, solar power company SunPower is betting on the future. Reuters is reporting that U.S. solar company SunPower today backed its financial forecasts for this year and next, citing strong residential demand for both panels and battery storage and support for renewable energy from the administration of President Joe Biden. The company backed the outlook despite supply constraints on some electronic components and higher freight costs that are hitting industries from solar to autos. SunPower said it was confident it would have access to the components it needs this year to meet its growth targets. SunPower stock, by the way, moved upward after the news broke. You know, when Facebook decided on January 7th to suspend the account of former President Donald Trump due to the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, the company, according to an independent commission, made an error. And what was that error? Well, it was not being specific to the punishment and now Mark Zuckerberg can no longer hide behind the move. CNBC is reporting that the independent board looking into the issue said Facebook should not have made the ban indefinite, adding that it's up to the company to decide the appropriate time frame for suspension, whether that's a few weeks or forever. This is what the board wrote, quote, "In applying a vague, standardless penalty and then referring this case to the board to resolve, Facebook seeks to avoid its responsibilities." This is what the board wrote, and the board, by the way, is made up of 20 outside experts. It went on to say, quote, "The board declines Facebook's request and insists that Facebook apply and justify a defined penalty," end quote. The key word there is defined. This now puts Zuckerberg in a bit of a spot. See, he has long said he does not want to be the sole arbitrator of truth for such a large company and has welcomed the presence of an outside body that could appear to play that role in a deliberative way without taking away any of his power over the business. Now, that makes the board's decision on the Trump ban perhaps the worst-case scenario for Facebook, at least in terms of the delicate diplomatic line it has to walk in Washington. It was clear long before the decision was made that half the country would likely be unhappy with whichever outcome the board chose, whether it was to permanently ban or to reinstate Trump's account. But the actual decision has seemed to aggravate lawmakers on both the left and the right. And by the way, Facebook stock ended the day down. The Dallas Morning News is reporting that JCPenney has cut 650 jobs in stores, field operations, and corporate, or about 1.5% of its workforce of more than 50,000 individuals. Meanwhile, it's being reported the company is looking for a new permanent headquarters to be established in Texas. And currently, JCPenney is headquartered in Plano, Texas, but they're looking to make a move, or so that's the report. Speaking of jobs, the jobs report is due out on Friday, and the bets are the U.S. will have added 1 million jobs in April. But for some reason, the Treasury yield doesn't seem to care. MarketWatch is reporting that after an initial rise in the first quarter of this year, U.S. Treasury yields have remained unruffled by the possibility of a swiftly recovering labor market, even as investors see a string of strong jobs reports as a necessary condition for the Federal Reserve to start the process of pulling the plug on the central bank's easy money policies. The 10-year Treasury note yield was trading about 1.6% today and has struggled to return to its high of 1.78% hit in late March, despite a stream of data painting a portrait of an economy going from strength to strength. Now, in theory, an accelerated recovery should weigh on Treasury prices and push yields higher as it kindles uncertainty about how fast inflation might rise and eviscerate the value of bonds' fixed interest payments. Yet, the opposite has happened, with government bonds resistant to increasingly feverish concerns about inflation. So the question has to be, why is all this going on anyway, right? Well, part of the answer, some analysts say, is that demand for safe haven investments has grown as more investors become nervous about equities trading at stretched valuations. So there's that. Well, it was a good day for actress turned beauty mogul Jessica Alba. Bloomberg is reporting that her first day of an IPO saw shares of her beauty business, The Honest Company, soar by almost 40%. The clean beauty and baby products maker's stock jumped to $22.19 at 1:15 this afternoon, after pricing the shares at $16 a share. But at the bell, Honest Company stock closed at $23 a share, up $7 from its IPO price. Alba founded the business in 2011, motivated by a lack of baby products that were free of harsh chemicals. The carbon-neutral company makes diapers, wipes, shampoo, and lotions it bills as clean and natural, and targets a customer base of parents who are eco-conscious, aspirational, and relatively affluent. U.S. stocks finished the day mixed as the Dow gained just over 97 points to hit a record close of 34,230. Helping in that effort was General Motors, who saw its stock gain over 4%. Also, Chevron and Dow contributed to the rise. Meanwhile, tech stocks brought down the NASDAQ again today, with Amazon, Netflix, and Facebook all dipping by more than 1%. The NASDAQ closed off by 51 points to 13,582. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 gained nearly 3 points to end the trade at 4167. And finally, there is this. For the sixth year running, the birth rate declined in the United States, with the lowest number of babies born in 2020 since 1979. U.S. women had about 3.6 million babies last year. That's 4% less than in 2019, and that is according to new data released from the CDC. And while experts believe the pandemic may have played a part in some women's decision to not have children, it's, well, too soon to gauge the exact impact of the pandemic on fertility, says the CDC. Now, here's something interesting. 50 years ago, the U.S. was seeing an average of 2.3 children per family, which is what would match what is called a replacement rate, enough children being born in a family to replace the mother and father. Today, that number is down to 1.9 children per family, and that does not bode well for the long term. All right, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Thanks again for joining us. We're here each and every day, Monday through Friday, and with Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review, each Sunday at noon on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.